gentle giant of a prehistoric fish, the lake sturgeon can exist quietly along the bottom of a lake, unnoticed for over a decade. One of two places in the United States where sturgeon can be legally harvested. A frozen Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin in the month of February is prime hunting ground. This is Julie Henning reporting for Issues and Ideas. Join me for the opening day of the 2014 sturgeon spearing season on Wisconsin's Lake Winnebago. We'll be spearing from ice shanties, outhouse-like shacks that are trailered out onto the ice and are topped down over the fresh-cut hole. Snow is shoveled and packed around the base to help cut down on the ambient light. A darkroom on the frozen lake, a decoy is lowered down just above the muddy bottom. This is where the sturgeon hang out. This year, the visibility into the water is better than it has been in several seasons. The colder the winter, the clearer the lake. Getting everything ready for opening day starts with cutting in. Best accomplished is a group effort. A chainsaw with a special 42-inch long bar cuts into the ice at an angle. Narrower at the top and wider on the bottom, the angled cut makes it easier to push the 4x6-foot ice block down into the water and under the hole. It takes four grown men working together to accomplish this task, and it's obvious they're pushing with their entire bodies. Part of the cutting in crew is Shanda Hubertus. Shanda has been spearing sturgeon for the past 5 years, getting her own fish 3 seasons ago. Do you know a lot of other women that are out doing this?
A handful.
Yeah. Mostly with their spouse or together? Or?
I think most of them are with spouses or family.
Shanda grew up on Lake Winnebago, but says her family wasn't that outdoorsy. She was introduced to sturgeon spearing as an adult.
I got into hunting and fishing as an adult, so you kind of had to find a group and learn everything about it. It's not something that you can just jump in. There's not a lot of, you know, handbooks on this is what you do. You definitely have to be shown.
Do you think that it's going to be a good season?
I think it is going to be a good season. The water clarity's better than it has been in a number of years. It's not perfect, but and it changes every day. So, you know, as the season goes on, that can change every day.
What are you going to use for your decoy? Do you have this?
What am I going to use? I use a bunch of different stuff, and I change it up when I get bored of looking at it myself.
Like, what's one example?
Well, it depends on what shack I'm sitting in, but I know one of the guys has got a big bird one that I'll go steal once in a while and borrow that one, or I've got your normal fish decoy type stuff, CDs.
Anything
that's shiny and gets their attention.
I stole my daughter's Little Mermaid.
There you go.
Ariel's going fishing tomorrow.
There you go. The one I got was off of Sean's, I borrowed Sean's son's decoy, which was kind of a lime green one, and that we've always said is the lucky decoy, and I got a 72-incher with that one, so that was nice.
So do you think it's going to be a quick season this year?
Well, I'm sure there's just as many pools on how long the season's going to go as to who gets the best, you know, the biggest fish. So,
what do you do with your fish? Do you
everything and anything? Chunk it up and deep fry it, steam it. Poor man's lobster, smoking it. It's good anyway.
I wonder if they have sturgeon cookbooks.
I've not seen one. Yeah, there's no how to sturgeon spear. I mean, there's a few little books, you know, written by people around the lake, but since it's the only place in the world to do it,
it's not something that is readily available.
Weather, water, clarity, know-how, and luck all play into this long-lived tradition that is unique to the region. Part strategy, part chance. Odds are only 13% a sturgeon will pass under your hole. On opening morning, we arrive before daybreak at Wentz Marina, a popular entry point onto the lake, and by 5:45, a rush hour of trucks and SUVs are merging and jockeying onto the ice road, forming a line of headlights that looks like a scene from the movie Field of Dreams. Spearing runs from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and everyone's in a hurry not to waste a single minute of that time. Driving for nearly a half an hour, we cross over metal grates that bridge over fault lines in the ice. It's dark and cold as we drive. Our windows are open and our seatbelts remain off, a safety precaution taken in the unlikely event our truck falls through the ice. Snow is forecast for later in the afternoon. Cloud cover is a good sign the temperature will rise. It's quiet in the shanty. Outside, the wind howls, but the soft blow of the propane heater lulls you into a quiet trance. You eventually start to sweat and remove the top layer of winter clothes. Alone with your thoughts, the distant blow of a train whistle or a single-prop airplane flying low over the ice to take account of the total structures on the lake remind you you aren't alone. Occasionally, you skim a layer of ice chunks out of your hole, and the ice cracks and snaps under the pressure of vehicles traveling along the ice road. A tradition for 45 years, folks have been tuning in to the KFIZ radio show on 1450 AM to hear Jerry Schneider and the Fishing Report at 9 and noon. Spear a sturgeon and you'd better call in to Jerry with your big news. Local businesses donate gift certificates throughout the season. If you don't know the number for the radio station, you can find it written on the inside of just about every shanty wall.
Telephone ring, there were four lines lit most of the time. Then we had the fellows from Channel 6 over in Milwaukee. They were here doing some filming due to the sturgeon spearing. So I'd like to thank them for their great job they did. And they had the cameras all over the place, but I didn't get too nervous. Okay, what do we got today, Tom?
Nothing is happening in our holes, and we're bobbing our decoys up and down to both attract the sturgeon and for something new to look at. Word arrives our shanty neighbors to the north, Chad Thies and Nicole Scoggy, have just missed a 100-pound monster. You speared.
I speared at it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It was the size of a Buick.
Have you ever seen one that big before?
No, that one was unbelievable. It was well over 100 pounds.
Was your heart just coming out your chest?
Oh, yeah, I had to go outside and take a breather, and... I was shaking pretty good when I got outside. She's like, you better go have a cigarette and step outside. I was shaking. Yeah.
And you said you just saw another little one?
Yeah, we just saw a smaller one earlier.
So now that you've seen the big one.
I hope it's still left. Yeah. And he comes back again.
Despite the miss, Chad remains optimistic.
But it's a big lake. There's a lot of fish out here.
Chad and Nicole have driven up from Milwaukee for the experience. This is Nicole's first time spearing for sturgeon. How many years have you been out doing this?
This is my fourth time doing it.
Have you speared one before?
No. I've never even seen one
before. This is my first time doing it.
Is this a hot date here on the ice?
No. Actually, I met her through Hunter Safety. She asked me if I'd take her under her wing, and we've been doing stuff together. So she got her first two deer this year.
Get to say I got more than Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, is there a little competition?
Yeah, there is.
I'm extremely competitive.
There's competitiveness in all outdoors. You know, you gotta try and...
It's what keeps it fun, you know?
You gotta tease each other. It makes time pass, you know, and makes things fun. It's just like family. You kind of razz each other a little bit, you know. And
are you on better behavior now that you're... The lady?
Oh, no, I'll push her in.
Well, I'll pull him in, too. I'm not very ladylike, so it's not... Me being here changes nothing for him.
Had Chad made his kill, he must bring it to one of the registration stations scattered along the lake's perimeter. It's here your fish is weighed, measured, and tagged. People pack plastic sleds and use them to pull their fish through the snow to the weigh stations. It's obvious some fish are older and heavier than others. These are the beasts getting the most attention. Meeting your one sturgeon limit, your season is over until next year. Spirits are high at the end of a successful opening day. With nearly 60% of the harvest limit met within the first 6 hours, a crowd has formed around a large bonfire at the Sturgeon Stampede. In its 25th year, folks from near and far gather out on the lake for 3 days of skating, broom ball, ice bowling, ice sailing, ice kiting, and stupid human tricks. Brats are cooking and the beer is flowing with music pumping out from the speakers on the warming house. An old RV wedged behind an igloo-like castle where kids are playing makeshift games of tetherball. The evening's grand finale involves placing a papier-mâché sturgeon atop the blaze of fire, so hot it's quickly burning a concave divot into the ice. Everyone is happy.
We got a leader. Quick, somebody jump on it. Spear it. My name is Mary Lou Schneider, and I live in the village of Jericho, which is in Calumet County, Wisconsin.
And my name is Mary Lou Schneider, and I live north of Fond du Lac, about 7 miles.
And how long have you been involved in sturgeon spearing?
I started sturgeon spearing with my fiancé, Mike Schneider, in 1962.
Yeah, I went with my dad when I was 16, 17 years old.
And were you hooked right away?
Hooked right away.
Spearing a 107-pound fish in 1967, Mary Lou still holds bragging rights for one of the largest sturgeon taken out of the lake by a woman.
What was the weight? 107 pounds in 1967.
Were you able to bring it in yourself?
Yes, I was.
Wow. The Mary Lou's are quick to point out that when fishing together as a couple, the woman typically spears the first fish.
Yeah. The idea is that then they can keep on fishing.
Right. They're generally, at least this is true for my husband, Mike Schneider, who actually is a distant relative of Mary Lou's husband, Vic Schneider. But they typically like to, after they set the shanty, after we are out there on the ice, after they have our shanties warmed, they like us nice and cozy, and then they go scouting. What's happening? Where are they getting the fish? Who's seeing what? That's my experience, and I would assume it's probably similar.
I really can't say that. Once Vic gets in the shanty, he stays there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll send me.
Oh.
But I've got my own shanty, so I.
Okay. You know, my husband and I fish together out of one shanty, so I like the elbow room, so to speak, in my fish shanty, and so if he wants to go scouting, that's okay. But then I get that first fish, too.
That's right. Yeah. I like to fish alone.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do, too. It's the peacefulness. It's me and God and the fish.
How many women do you think, percentage-wise, represent the total population of people?
There's about 11,000 tags sold this year is what I believe was the figure that I saw. And so I would say for nearly every man out there, there's a woman.
There's more every year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of younger women are going now.
Right. You know. Right.
Well, like my kids, they went out when they were 3, 4, 5 years old, you know.
It's truly a part of the culture of the counties around this body of water here in northeastern Wisconsin. It's a phenomenon that isn't found anywhere else in the world.
A common practice in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, sturgeon were poached from Lake Winnebago and the Wolf River. Established in 1978, the nonprofit group Sturgeon for Tomorrow protects and preserves the lake sturgeon, ensuring a healthy population for generations to come. This is Julie Henning reporting for Issues and Ideas.